www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وما بعد. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون عليم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التاجر الصدوق الأمين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, there is no measuring tape, there is no mathematical equation, there is no instrument which we can utilize, by which we can do even an iota of justice to counting or even contemplating the favors and the bounties and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Allah unequivocally states in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you have to enumerate, if you have to count, if you have to contemplate over the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, you will never ever do justice to it. Everything that exists is Allah's creation. Our existence also is the favor of Allah. However, there is one verse in the Quran. The reason I mentioned all this thus far is for us to put this verse of the Quran in its correct perspective, to appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. That Allah who has given us everything and has given us so much that even if you try to count it, you won't be able to count. From all His favors and all His bounties, Allah makes specific mention of one particular favor. With this type of expression, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Allah has blessed you, Allah has favored you, your Allah has made ihsan upon you. When? Allah could have said, I made ihsan upon you, I created you, I created your parents, I gave you life, I gave you wealth, I gave you health. Allah could have said any of those things, but what does Allah say? I made special ihsan upon you when I sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Rasul. Of all Allah's ni'mat and bounties, this one particular ni'mat, that we were created in ummat of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fair of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched us, Allah ta'ala singles out that one ni'mat. Such a Nabi Allah gave us. My respected brothers, to some extent we understand Salah, if it is not the Salah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can never be accepted by Allah. Zakat, if it is not what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, will never be accepted. Tilawat of Quran, Zikrullah, or what we call our Ibadat, to a very large extent, this much understanding is there, even if a person is not practicing, that our role model, our goal, our symbol, the one we have to follow, is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, where the problem arises is that we tend to have a very restricted and a confined and a constricted perception of what the ittiba and emulation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. It is not confined to the masjid. Like salah, without not on the pattern of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will never be accepted. Like our zakat, like our tilawat, like our dhikrullah, He is our role model in that, in exactly the same way. A if nikah is not done as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us, if our business and financial transactions are not done according to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if our social interaction as a husband, if I have not made him my example, as a father, if I have not made him my example, as a teacher, if I have not made him my example, and as a businessman, if I have not made Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam my example, then we have failed in the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like salah will give us jannah, and like zikrullah will give us jannah, and like tilawat of Quran will give us jannah, and like our conduct and ibadat in the masjid will give us jannah, in exactly the same way, my respected brothers, business, according to the pattern of Rasulullah will give us jannah. Working in the marketplace according to his pattern will not just give you jannah. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Allah Rasulullah addresses the businessman of his ummah. And he says, At-tajir. He says, the businessman of my ummah who in his financial interaction, in his conduct in the marketplace, there are two things found. What are the two things? As-saduq. He didn't say sadiq. Sadiq means to be truthful. Saduq means to be meticulously honest. Not to deceive, not to lie, not to cheat. This may seem simple, my respected brothers, but one day, just one day. One day get up in the morning and decide that today, inshallah, till the evening, I'm not going to speak a single lie and see how difficult it is. Because it has become a way of life with us. It has become norm. We don't even realize. Deception, Allah protect us. The more deceptive a businessman is, the more astute a businessman we think he is. We idolize and look up to people who are deceptive. Rasulullah said, do your business, but one condition, saduq, be honest. When you open your mouth, don't lie. Don't deceive people. And second condition, al-ameen, amanat-dar. This word amanat-dar, we translated as trustworthy. But for our purposes, let us simplify it. For the layman's purposes, what does ameen mean? It means there must be weight to your zaban. When you make a promise, honor it. When you enter into a commitment, see it through. When you write a check, PDC or whatever it is, on the due date, the check must be met. There must be weight to your zaban. Rasulullah said, conduct yourself in the marketplace, not in the masjid. Not in the masjid, in the marketplace. But with these two conditions. One is you are truthful. The other is you are amanadar. What will Allah give you? Ma'an nabiyeen wa siddiqeen wa shuhada. Allah will raise you tomorrow. Allahu Akbar. I'm digressing, my respected brothers. This type of promise is not mentioned for the rozedar, what you call shabedar. Or rozedar, somebody who fasts every day of the year. Somebody who makes tahajjud salah the whole night, so that his isha and fajr is with the same wudu for his whole life. For him, this is not promised. What the truthful and amanatdar businessman is promised. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Allah will raise you with the anbiya. Allah will raise you with the siddiqeen. Allah will raise you with the shuhada. Allah will give you the highest echelons in Jannah if you will do business with just these two conditions. Be truthful and be amanatdar. Be trustworthy. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, that which Allah has made a means of not just earning Jannah, but earning the highest Jannah, today, conversely, has become a means of Allah protect us, our earning the azab of akhirah. They say the one ship that doesn't sail is a partnership. Why? Because deception is part of our nature. Yet, a Shari'i Islamic partnership, two Muslims going into a partnership is something that Shariat has praised, not just praised. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator of the hadith. He says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't just say, Qala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't say Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. What did he say? He said Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah is saying. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ. My Nabi could have said it himself. He didn't need to say Allah, he said. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ. Allah says, أَنَا ثَالِثُ الشَّرِيكَيْنِ مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ أَحَدُهُمَا صَاحِبَهُ فَإِذَا خَانَ tarashtum in bainihima, that when two Muslims enter into a partnership deal and transaction, Allah says, I am the third partner. I am your third partner as long, one condition, as long as one of you does not make khiyanat of the other. As long as one of you does not misappropriate this trust, deceive the other, do him down. When khiyanat enters into that transaction, kharajtum min bainihima, Allah Ta'ala says, I come out of that transaction. Wallah, my respected brothers, tijarat, business, financial funder, according to the pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the zariya and means of us earning jannah, and not just jannah, the highest jannah. Ahkamat of shariat are there. Allahu Akbar, the longest verse in the Quran. Longest verse in the Quran is in Surah Baqarah. What would we expect this verse to be about? Because if you look at the Quran, 6,666 verses. Now he's singling out one verse. That this is the longest verse in the entire Quran. What would you expect it to be about? Jannat, Jahannam, Qabr, Iman, Salah, Zikr, Allah's Ibadat. That's what you would expect it to be about. But what is this verse about? Before I read and translate this verse, I'm digressing. Nowadays, every direction you look, brother is not talking to brother. Cousin is not talking to cousin. Families are broken up. Females are crying. The inheritance, their hut has been eaten up. Documents are falsified. Who's got the bus is able to pull wool over other people's eyes. Lawyers are bought up. Judges are bought off. This so-called justice system of this world has resulted in what? Has resulted in what? That the courts are full with dispute where Muslim is fighting Muslim. I remember it was mentioned by somebody. I didn't see the actual source of it. But they say once in India many years ago, one Muslim brother takes his brother to court. It was a Hindu judge. Before he could start the proceeding, he said that today a Muslim has brought another Muslim brother to my court. Which way I'm going to rule, I don't know, but I know there is one loser beforehand. Islam is the loser. Hindu is saying. Because this was anathema at one stage. What does Allah Ta'ala say? Ya ayyuha allatheena aamanu, longest verse in the Quran. Allah is not addressing the kafir or the disbeliever. Allah is addressing the people of Iman. Ya ayyuha allatheena aamanu, O people of Iman. Idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman fattubu. Walyaktub baynakum katibun bil adl ila akhir al ayah. Occasion of Jummah, impossible to go into the details. Just the first glimpse. The starting of this verse. I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid. I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid and I'm saying, Wallah, my respected brothers, if we would just practice on just this one verse, 90%, maybe 99% of the disputes that are happening will fall away. Allah is saying, when you enter into a financial transaction, write it down. Record it. Let there be no ambiguity. Let there be no confusion. Muslim doing business with a Muslim, there has to be transparency. There should not be any ambiguity. There should be witnesses to that transaction. We don't take the trouble. And then what happened? The children are fighting. The grandchildren are fighting. Whole families are breaking up as a result of which the image of Islam is suffering. Why? Because beforehand, there isn't this intention. What is the mindset? What is the intention to deceive? To do someone down. When it comes time to do the transaction, he's smiling like a sheep. When it comes for delivery, he becomes a wolf. My respected brothers, we may have the gift of the gab. We may even receive the ulama. We may even receive the arbitration councils of this world. But a day is coming. A day is coming. What does my Allah say? وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah says the day is coming when the scales of justice will be set. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. There they won't be zulm. There you won't be able to buy someone off. There won't be any falsifying of documents. There won't be any treachery. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. On that day there will be no zulm, there will be only justice. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٌ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ. If the haq that you ate up is equivalent to a grain of mustard seed even, أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. Allah says on that day we will reveal it. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And we are sufficient to do your reckoning. On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his sahaba. What a mushfiq, what a kind, what a compassionate teacher Allah has given us in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he brought himself down to the level of his audience. He addressed his sahaba and he asked him one question. He said, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُخْلِصِ. He said, oh my sahaba, tell me, who is the bankrupt person? Same question is put to us, it's logical, what will you say? One somebody got no money, nothing in the bank, he's a bankrupt man. His business failed. This is how we measure success. End of the month or end of the year, the financial statement, that is how much progress we think we have made. This is our thinking. هَلْ تَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُخْلِصِ. Do you know? In layman's terms, I'm simplifying this. Do you know who has failed in business? Who has failed in business? Who has failed in his social life? Who is a bankrupt person? They said, مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَىٰ. Ya Rasulullah, it is someone who doesn't have any wealth. Bisan said, no. إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ. He says that the bankrupt man of my ummah is the one who will come before Allah on the Day of Judgment with a dastan and a legacy of salah. Tahajjud upon tahajjud, salah upon salah, fast upon fast, zakat, sadaqah, charity. Society may have labeled him a pious man. He has a mountain of good deeds. He has come with a legacy of good deeds, but what is his conduct? وَيَأْتِي وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا. What was his conduct? He used to make ghibat about people. He hurt someone's feelings. He spread false, malicious rumors about someone else. He swore at someone else. Sometimes we think, I'm the employer. I'm paying the wages, so he gives me the right. I can pick on that man's mother, father, sister, wife, anything. Why? Because I pay him a wage. You think that that is a license to use swear words to attack the dignity of another person because I'm more wealthy or I have a higher social status. Allah Rasulullah says this person's conduct was such. أَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا. He ate up the haqq of his brother. There the currency is not rands and dollars. As the Shaykh, Rahmatullah Alayhi wa Zakariya, in his kitab, he writes, he says, whatever haqq of your brother you took, you will have to pay it back. But there the currency will not be wealth, it will be amal. He says, 2 paisa, 2 pennies of your brother that you ate up, you did not redress it in this world, you will have to pay with 700 accepted salah. 700, do we have that many accepted salah? The riwayat of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that one person will come before Allah on the Day of Judgment. He will say, Ya Allah, my brother ate my haqq. He took my right. Allah will call that person. Pay back the haqq. This person will be confused. Dunya is no more. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. Dunya, everything is left behind. You say, Ya Allah, how am I going to pay this person back? The haqq is no more here. Allah will say, it is here, go and fetch it. Where is it? وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ. Allah says, there are 7 layers in Jahannam. As you will go lower, the intensity of the azab of Jahannam will increase. Tirmidhi Sharif riwayat, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with Sahaba. All of a sudden they hear a thunderous explosion. Sahaba become concerned and worried. Thunderous explosion. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does my Nabi say? He says, 70 years ago, one boulder was dropped in Jahannam. Today it reached the depths of Jahannam. That is the sound that you have heard. The lowest layer of Jahannam is Hawiya. In it is Munafiqeen. Innal Munafiqeen fi al-darki al-asfali min al-nar wa lan tajida lahum naseera. There is Jaheem. In it is the Mushrikeen. There is Saqar. In it is the Sabiyeen. There is Khutama, in it is the Majusi, the fire worshippers. Then is Laga, in it is the Yahudi. Then is Sa'ir, in it is the Nasara. Then is Jahannam, the topmost layer. In it will be the Muslim Ummah that died without Tawbah. Allahu Akbar, Hawiya is the lowest layer of Jahannam. Abu Jahal will not go to Hawiya. Munafiqeen will go to Hawiya. This Muslim will be told that half of your brother that you ate up is in Hawiya convention. No words can describe what this person will go to. Allah protect us. He will go right down to the depths of Jahannam, pick up that hut, that land, or that wealth, or whatever it is of his brother that he ate up, and he will start climbing and climbing and climbing till he reaches the brink. Then he will be pushed back into Jahannam. That hut will fall to the bottom, he'll carry on fetching it, and this will carry on for as long as Allah Ta'ala wills. My respected brothers, on one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his companions, says to his ummah, that ensuring that your earning is halal is so important. Inna Allah Ta'ala amara al-mu'mineen bima amara bihi al-mursaleen. Allah has commanded, look, Allahu Akbar, look at this. Tayyib, pure earning, ensuring that what goes in your stomach is halal, what you feed your children is halal, not deceiving, not usurping the rights of someone. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi says, Allah loves this. Allah loves this. Allah commanded Anbiya with this. And Allah has commanded you with this. Inna Allah amara al-mu'mineen bima amara bihi al-mursaleen. Allah has commanded the ummah, but definitely commanded the Anbiya. Ya ayyuha ar-rusul, kulu min at-tayyibati wa amalu salihah. And then the hadith is a lengthy one, the latter portion of it. Thumma zakara ar-rajul. Then the Rasulullah describes one person. Yutilu Safar is a musafir. Yutilu Safar, he has embarked on a long journey. What was the need to say this? Why? Allah Rasulullah is showing us that the asbab and the means of the qabooliyat and acceptance of dua are Yutilu Safar, long journey. Musafir's dua accepted. Ash'atha Akbar, his hair is disheveled. His clothing are tattered and torn, he's a faqir. The hayat and manner of this person is that the asbab and the means of the acceptance of dua are found in this person. This hevel, full of dust, long suffer, musafir, yamuddu yadehi ila sama, he raises his hands to the heaven. What should have been the expectation every day between him and the arsh of Allah should have been removed? His call should have reached the arsh of Allah, but, there is an obstacle. There is a problem. What is it? The Rasul says, Mat'amuhu haram. Mashrabuhu haram. Malbasuhu haram. Ghudiya bil haram. His food is haram. His earnings are haram. His clothing is haram. He has sustained himself with haram. What does my Nabi say? He doesn't just say, Allah will not accept his dua. No. What does the Rasul say? Anna yustajabu li hada. Anna yustajabu li hada. He says, how is it ever going to be possible that Allah will ever accept the dua of this? Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, uridu an akuna mustajab al-da'wa. He says, O Nabi of Allah, I want to be such that when I raise my hand, my call reaches the arsh of Allah. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? Atib mat'amak, let your earning be halal. Let what you consume be halal. Taqul mustajab al-da'wa. Every dua of yours will be accepted by Allah. Halal earning, my respected brothers, on the one hand, the highest stage is of Jannah. On the other hand, the clock of our life is ticking. Rabiul Awwal is coming. We will hear the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a month of expectation. We look forward to it. We reminisce over this great favor and bounty of Allah. Understand that this favor is a haq. It has a right over us. He's our example not only in the masjid, outside also. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Man kana indahu shay'un falyaruddahu la taqul fuduh ad-dunya ala inna fuduh ad-dunya aysar min fuduh al-akhirah.
وفي رواية أخرى من كان عند أخيه مظلمة فليتحلله منه اليوم قبل أن لا يكون درهم ولا دينار. وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم two أحاديث the conjunction of the crux of it. What is the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم saying? If you have eaten of someone's heart, if you have hurt someone, if you have maimed someone, if you have taken the right of someone, make it halal today. Make it halal today. Don't wait. Don't let the embarrassment of this world dissuade you. What will people say? What face am I going to show? What does my Nabi say? Inna فضوح الدنيا أيسر من فضوح الآخرة. The embarrassment of this world is insignificant when compared to the embarrassment of akhirah. The other hadith he says, if you have made zulm on anyone, make it halal today. Whilst you have the chance. Why? Because the day is coming. A day is coming, then the currency will not be dirham and dinar, will not be rands and dollars. There the currency will be amal. Inna al-muflisa min ummati. The bankrupt person of my ummah will come before Allah with the dastan and legacy of amal. But he has eaten the half of others. The places will have lined up. The currency there is amal. They will be paid back their half with his good deeds. Until eventually, all his good deeds will be finished. There will still be plaintiffs. There will still be plaintiffs. There will still be people demanding their haq. What will happen? Their sins, their gunas, their transgressions will be taken and placed on this person. ثُمَّ تُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ. Eventually, that shabadar, pious, ibadat guzar, ummati of this person of this ummah. Allah protect us. Let us not be like a bucket with a hole. When a bucket has a hole, you can keep pulling water. You can carry on pulling water, it will sustain nothing. Ibadah on one side, other side our dealings, our transactions, the way we interact, what we do in our home, what we do with our staff. Let Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be our example. Let him be our imam. Allah has promised the honest amanatdar businessman, what the wali and the qutb was not promised. Allah told him, I will raise you with the Nabi, I will raise you with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada. On the other hand, this hadith I will terminate. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, his good deeds will get finished. Their evil deeds will be put on him. ثُمَّ تُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ. Then he will be thrown face down into Jahannam. He said, that is the bankrupt person of my ummah. Rabiul Awwal is coming. Commemorate this month. Recognize the ihsan of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this month that is coming, but do it in this way. Do it in this way that we accept upon ourselves that we will emulate and follow his example. Because in his example, not only is salah means of jannah, not only is zakat a means of jannah, not only is tilawat of Quran a means of jannah, business is a means of jannah, being a good husband is a means of jannah, being a good father is a means of jannah. When he will become our imam, when he will become our role model, practically, another request of Allah.
www.attableek.com, the reviver of Islam.